he's not running now because of what the post office is actually paying him for to do this. They used to have a postmistress in Dunamana years ago, and she was getting a full salary for running doing the post office. When he took over this post office now, he's getting an equivalent of £1 an hour, 40 hours a week, £40. And yes, it's run in conjunction with his shop. He says that this is not viable for him to run this service. And he's closing this because of that.
This closure will come as a blow to the village of Dunamana. It'll leave people now having to travel maybe 5 miles away.
No, we can't say it's closed yet. But what we have to say is see if we can fight and get the post office to have some reasonable terms and conditions to keep this post office in Dunamana. Because if this is a strategy by the post office company that to close all rural post offices, and whether they started off in the west here, you know, it seems it's rural living is getting another kicking, you know, and it's there's some people in the likes of Dunamana that don't have a car to get to the post office.
So the onus here now is with management at the post office company.
Well, I'm putting the onus with management because management has to come down now and sit down with the likes of ourselves and the MLA and the owner and see what they can thrash out here. Because that owner is quite willing, he says, to even keep it open 20 hours a week. But if the post office would pay a fair, a national minimum wage for someone to run it.